You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. It's been a minute since we've been up in it. A lot of crazy stuff has gone on. We got All-Star Weekend. We've got the home stretch. But before we look forward, we got to look back to my favorite part of Black History Month, the NBA trade deadline.
Hey, that is the most exciting and stressful part. Well, not me. I was never getting traded like that. But it's stressful on the guys that's when you hear them rumors. Ooh, oh my God, it's the funniest part when you're the star.
We got a lot to talk about, but I want to hit you first. What was it like for you to see how those guys would be in the locker room waiting for that deadline to hit, not knowing if they're getting booted or if they staying?
No, it's funny because you'll have the cocky ones that's talking about, I need to be out of here anyway. You know what I mean? I need to go play with a better point guard. Like, you hear all the shit that needs to go on about getting traded, and you guys, then you hear the guys who don't want to get traded. Then you have players like me that just loves pretending that I'm hearing trades. And, oh, yeah, you just got traded to the Lakers for two cheerleaders, a bubblegum machine, and a signed autograph by Kurt Rambis. Right? You know, if we start, you know, start doing that just to poke fun. But, it, you know, it's kind of stressful when you think about it.
And how much, you know, bitterness is there from guys who may have had their name mentioned, all type of trades or whatever, and have to now come back to teams that didn't trade them? And look ownership in the eyes, look coaches in the eyes that maybe didn't want them there and be like, all right, well, I'm here for the rest of the season. So,
you know, when you hear it, right, no one ever puts it into their real life or their workplace. You know, so, you know, just think about, like, your boss basically was saying they're going to fire you or they're going to trade you and ship you here, right, and you mentally prepared to go somewhere else. You checked out mentally because you can't wait to start your new journey. And then you got to come back and face the guy and face the group that was trying to get rid of you. Of course you're not going to be happy. F*** the money. You know, everyone always talking about, well, you're getting paid. Like, all right, let your boss call you right now. So they're going to ship you out next month. And then you sitting here making plans and you're ready to go. And they talk dirt on your name. And they're like, oh, never mind. You got to stay.
Yeah,
you're not coming to work the same. You're not coming back to work the same. Right? You're not going to be sitting there busting overtime hours and doing all that. You're just going to try to mosey on, get the season over with.
Like, he trash. We don't want him. We're trying to get rid of him. We need some better options. Oh, wait, you here still?
Yeah, you might.
Let's go get it. Let's go
win. Go in and edit those. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, so it's one of those things where once you throw it out there, if you don't, you know, make good on, you know, that, expect that player to be unhappy. And, you know, you're not going to get that top A performance. Like, he's mentally hurt. Like, your feelings is hurt. Like, let's not even beat around the bush. Your feelings is hurt.
Well, let's talk about two guys whose feelings aren't hurt. Biggest news of the trade deadline had to be the Nets. Nets went from being contenders in the Eastern Conference to Kyrie requesting a trade, getting shipped off to Dallas. Obviously, KD requesting a trade after that, going to the Suns. Let's talk about Kyrie first. That was the first move made. Nets shipped off Kyrie to Dallas to go play with Luka. Got to ask you, first and foremost, do you like that pairing with Kyrie and Luka with the Mavs?
Yes, I love it. You know, one thing that, you know, no one talks about with Kyrie, that he's played with a lot of superstars, a lot of upcoming superstars, and he's meshed with all of them. So, you know, their chemistry, I'm not going to, you know, question their chemistry. So I think those two players are going to play perfect together. They're going to play well. You know, when analysts talk about, you know, how can two players like this share the ball? Easy. We're going to share it. The rest of the team is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They, you know, people who was averaging 12 and 11 and 7, yeah, we just going to cut into their points. You know, we're that's how that works. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we're going to score you three. Play defense.
You want to get a bucket? Get a rebound.
Get a rebound.
But listen, they played two games together as of this taping, both averaging over 30 points per game. but two L's. Loss to the Kings, loss to the Timberwolves. Everybody knows they got clamped on that last possession by Jaden McDaniels and Anthony Edwards. But prior to that, Kyrie had like 26 in the fourth quarter, and they were doing their things. Are you concerned at all if you're the Mavs now that this thing, you got two guys who can get buckets, they can get, you know, improve their fast break scoring and everything else like that, but can they win basketball now?
Listen, I don't know about football. Do football have middle of the season trades? No, right?
Football has a trade deadline. It's generally not as big of a thing.
I want you to really think of, like, what frustrates NBA players about media. Players get traded in the middle of the season to a brand new team, a brand new playbook, a brand new way of doing things, and they are just like that, right? You know, they're going to have a few missteps because they're still trying to get familiar with the whole, you know, atmosphere, the setting, the play calling, the language. But for the most part, they're coming in and they're instant. You know, there's no, you know, 2-3 weeks, let me, you know, study this playbook. It's just, you know, the knowledge of just the game itself and how we need to understand and how we played against him, the plays that I know because we had to stop it. You know, no one ever takes that in consideration on how really brilliant and bright you have to be traded and then produce that fast. Like that play with the Dallas at the end. That's a mishap.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that wasn't a Kyrie Luka mishap. That was the out-of-bounds player. Right? You have, you know, like, this is like the things I look at, right? You have Luka at the elbow, right? Well, unfortunately, he's trying to make a pass on the other side all the way to Luka, right? Straight pass. So the inside guy tips it like he did instead of over the head past Luka 6'9",
yeah.
Right? You throw it over, but it was one of those plays where everything cleared out. Luka was supposed to catch it, hurry up, turn, score. But it got hit, and then from there was a scramble play. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't look at that like it was a bad out-of-bounds pass, and then they tried to scramble and make a play, and it just didn't happen.
So as a star, how long does it take you, somebody like Luka, to be able to acclimate, to bring in a new guy in? Even subtle things like we had lunch and it's a big piece of chicken. Who's grabbing that chicken? If you Luka, you letting Kyrie get it because he's the new guy, or are you just like, look, this is my chicken. You don't get this big piece, you know, dog. You have a wing.
Yeah, the adjustment's more on Kyrie. It's really on him because he has to learn everyone. They just have to learn him. You know what I mean? So Luka just has to learn one new player. Kyrie has to learn all of their tendencies. So it's more work for the guy that's getting traded to that team versus the people that are there. So, you know, just like any star player, they're going to welcome you. They're going to give you, you know, plays. They're going to take plays away from other players. They're going to figure out a way to get you involved, to get you acclimated faster.
I need you to put your coaching hat on. BJ Kidd, don't knock the soda over, though. Don't knock it over. You got Luka, who's hit big playoff shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Kyrie, who's hit big playoff shots, probably none bigger than the clutch shot when he died at Steph's eye in Game 7 of the 2016 mm-hmm. NBA Finals to give the Cavs a championship. 3-1 comeback. You, Jason Kidd, you got to draw up a last play, clutch game in the playoffs, say it's a Game 7. Who are you giving that shot to, Kyrie or Luka?
Let's just say if Jason Kidd decides to draw up any play, he's... Because Luka's your young star, right? He's your guy. Kyrie is more experienced at this, right? So you would like to put it in the highest percentage, which would be Kyrie at this point in time. But at the end of the day, that is not my call anyway as a coach. You guys are the star players. I'm going to draw up the play, and from there, you too make the play, right? Like, that is a... As a coach, you would love to be in this position. The reason is, usually you have one Michael Jordan type,
yeah.
Right? That can be a gamer, right? I got two guys in the half court that can hit shots. That heightens my winning percentage. When I got two players who can do the same thing, they can both hyper-focus on those last seconds, they can slow the game down, and they can actually hit those shots. So, as a coach, I will love to be in that position because I have, as you know, I got two guys that can do that. The last team that really had that was probably Dame and CJ McCollum. You see, they didn't have no confliction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, Dame hit his one night. CJ hit a few this night. CJ will go 10 straight. Dame finishes with the game winner. Dame goes 15 straight. CJ finished with the last two shots. You know what I mean? It's who has it, who has the advantage. But, you know, as players, those two guys are going to really figure that out. And once they figure out the dynamic of how we're going to do this, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a, you know, a whole different story.
But Dame and CJ no longer together. We do need to acknowledge that,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, you're right. You know, but I'm just saying from, you know, those are the last two guys that were both gamers.
So this is Kyrie's third team in the last six seasons. Left the Cavs to go to the Celtics. Claimed he wanted to stay the Celtics for a long time. Left them hanging like a testy to go play with KD with the Nets.
Skeet, skeet.
You already know. Was with KD with the Nets. Requested a trade last summer. Came back and played.
This sounds like an actual American relationship. Yeah, right. Man, we don't get married forever. 2 weeks later, I need out of here.
New boo, got a new boo.
I need out of here.
This stuff in this IG era OnlyFans for some from these weaker-minded human beings. But so Kyrie goes to the Nets, gives the impression I'm with KD now, got Harden, that really doesn't work out. Requests a trade in the summer, Nets are like, no. Request a trade right before the trade deadline. Nets are cooking. Obviously, KD's hurt. They've struggled a little bit. But prior to that, resurge, got Steve Nash out of there, Jock Vaughn. Looked like this Nets was going to be a contending team. So now the Mavs and Kyrie have said that they're not going to talk contract extension until after the season so they can lock in and focus. But if you're the Mavs, how much trust and faith do you have in Kyrie knowing that his first spot allegedly was the Lakers? Josiah kind of put the kibosh on that. So if you're the Mavs, how much trust and faith do you have in Kyrie that he actually want to sign an extension with you come this offseason when he's a free agent?
Listen, there's this dream that these general managers, it's like this fool's gold fantasy that they go through that, you know, I need to get something for my player. No, you don't. Like, you know, like, you do not need to do anything. If the player decides to leave, the player decides to leave. Like you're going to, you know, feel that you're going to have to trade them somewhere, right, to bring back some trash. Like, if a player wants to leave, the player wants to leave, right? So that is not a concern of mine if, you know, Kyrie wants to stay or leave if I'm – Mark Cuban, all I can do is I have him here now.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to make him as happy as possible. I'm going to show him what it is to be a Maverick. Right? And I'm going to do my job. Like, I'm not going to worry about where he might want to go. I think that's just like, you know, people in relationships. You're looking at, like, I'm going to do my job as the owner. Right, I'm gonna try to spoil you. I'm gonna make it hard for you to leave, but I'm not gonna sit here and nag you and this, you know, because at the end of the day, I think, you know, with the media's voice, I think it puts a negative spin on the reality of it. Right, I hear, you know, some of them go on TV and say, all right, when you're talking about Kyrie, we're gonna take the personal part of it out, and we're just gonna talk about his basketball, right? And then I'm like, I really want to hear this because I want to see if they actually get it right. And then no, they're just talking about the personal shit,
yeah.
Right? And it's like, yeah, you know, he missed this many games because of the vaccine. Okay, that's the personal, right? That's not the basketball player.
But that is right? The basketball.
No, it's not.
But what I'm saying is the basketball when he's missing those games.
True.
And now he can only play road games, and now you're costing yourself playoff positions and things like that.
They can only play road games because of the vaccine, not because of him personally.
Decision to not take the vaccine.
That's a personal decision. Okay. That's not the basketball
But
player.
That personal decision impacts basketball, though.
Sort of. But there is two separate, like, when I hear the basketball player, this is why we get frustrated as hoopers and athletes. When you talk about my basketball, talk about it. Like, I want to hear about his practice habits. Does he come in early? Does he leave late? How many shots does he take? Does he come in for rehab on time? Is he hitting the weight room? How's his diet? How's his regimen? How's his performance when he is playing? Those are the things I care about when I'm making the decision on that player, right?
Yeah.
So that's what they miss. So when he says, this team does not value hard working, I understand what he's talking about. You're talking about a guy who's probably coming in that gym earlier than everybody else, leaving later than everybody else, watching film more than everybody else, understanding the game, understanding the elements. He's putting his heart and soul in it, and you guys are worrying about other things. And I understand what he's talking about because that's what all basketball players.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, personal versus basketball, I understand, but when are those other things are impacting your ability? Like you mentioned, he's got the great regimen. He's there early. He can get there 5 hours for everybody else. If he can't play in the game, then he can't help the team win.
But you're talking about something that's outside of his control. Like you want him to do something that probably goes against his belief, right?
Okay.
And you know what I mean? And, you know, that's just like anybody. You know, you're trying to compromise the two different people. You're trying to have this, you're trying to compromise the ethics of the man on his passion. You know what I mean? And, you know, some men won't break, you know, from that.
That makes sense. I think you made the comp earlier. We made the comparison. It's like in a relationship, right? But if you Mark Cuban and Kyrie's your boo and your boo leaves, can I at least get my hoodies back? I need something back. You can't just take all my hoodies and take everything. We gave up assets for you to be here.
Yes.
Need to get something in return.
No, you don't.
Okay.
If you're always looking in what you're going to get back in return, that means you're not really full force into this relationship.
Okay.
So when Steve Nash left, what did Mark Cuban get back? Nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Steve Nash walked. He walked. He didn't get nothing for Steve Nash. He didn't sign and trade Steve Nash. Steve Nash was a free agent. They didn't come to terms. He left. He signed Jason Terry. They won the championship a few years later.
Okay.
I don't need to sign this person to a contract. Well, sign him to what he wants, then goes to the destination he wants.
No.
No one does that in regular life. I don't know why the general manager and owner does that. Okay, Mike. Your wife, right, wants a divorce. She wants to move with a new man. But she won't have your money in the house. You know. No, if you're going to leave, you're going to leave in that apartment building that he's living in. You're not going to take half and take the house and then y'all live this happy life. And that's what the general manager.
The state of California tends to disagree, but
No, but you see what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to leave, oh, go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sign you to, like, over there can sign you for $90 million. I can sign you for $170. I'm not going to give you $170, then you go leave. No. Go take that 90. Yeah. Either you're going to stay here or you're going to take the 90. Now, that's a decision you got to make.
Right.
That's a decision. Because the things that's important to a owner, this is what's important to an owner. Is he going to quit on me or is he going to come and be prepared to play? he's going to be prepared to play. Same thing with someone like Westbrook.
But with Kyrie, he's going to come and be prepared to play. But by the time the trade deadline hits, he very well be like, I'm out.
How is he going to be out if I don't trade him? I don't give a fuck. What'd he do? Listen, and here we're going to put this on record. Hey, all you general managers and owners out there, like grow some balls. Just because a player says he wants out doesn't mean trade him. Because at the end of the day, if I was the Nets owner, how many years I got left too? You're going to be there for two more years, whoever. Because at the end of the day, what are you going to do? Sit out? What are you going to do? You going to sit out? Sit out.
So Kyrie.
Your legacy up. Your numbers up. Huh? You're not going to make the All-Star game or the All-NBA game. That's all you. That ain't got shit to do with me, buddy. You ain't got shit to do with me. I'm going to sit there drinking my wine, doing whatever, going on to the next. But if I am not going to trade you just because you say you wanted to be traded, because what the fuck are you going to do? Go out there and blow the game? That's on you. You got to remember, I own this team.
I'm rich.
When you're retired and gone, I got more players. So at the end of the day, why am I trading you just because you say you want to be traded? There's nothing you're going to do that doesn't affect you personally. Right? You got to remember, whatever you try affects you, not me. You go out there and you want to play like shit, that affects you. You want to go in there, I got an ankle injury. All right. Cool. What I care for. When it says all-star, miss, that's you. That ain't me, goddammit.
I want you to own a team. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to start playing lottery scratchers so I can make enough bread that you can own a squad one day, because I'd love to see how you move.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like it's one of those things where you're not really understanding. You it's a business, right? It's a business for us. It's a legacy for the players.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So the Kyrie trade was the biggest news of Black History Month until his former Nets teammate Kevin Durant also put in a trade request. Probably the most blockbuster deal I could think about, especially for like a mid-season trade in a long time. I'm trying to think what was more crazy than this KD trade.
No, that's it. That's
going to the Suns. Suns have been struggling a little bit this year, but now you've got a big 3.5, I'll say.
3.5, yeah.
Yeah, with CP3, Devin Booker, KD.
3.7.
DeAndre Ayton. You know.
You got an eighth. You got a good eighth. You got a good eighth.
You got a good eighth of some fire. But, you know, after the move, I think the Suns are currently third, according to, you know, the betting folks, who we all got to pay homage to. But they got the Celtics, the Bucks, the Suns. But in your mind, with this addition of KD, he comes back healthy.
With the dip. I don't even know why we're playing. This is not even a question. I mean, you have two guys that's capable of 50, 60, 70, right?
No.
Both half-court players, both mid-range players. Both players, you can't actually play one-on-one, right? They will eat you alive. So you have to scheme for them. You guys, they were having trouble scheming just for Devin Booker himself. Now you just added arguably the best scorer in today's game right now, right? When you come out just scoring to that roster. Then you have who can argue? Not even argue. It is the best assist to ratio, turnover ratio guard in NBA history in Chris Paul, which means when the game is on the line, the last 5 minutes of a game, when Chris Paul is on the court, no matter what team he has, he's going to give you the best possessions. That means in that last 5 minutes, he probably averages 0.3 turnovers for his career. Right? That is amazing. That means longest CP is running the team – you have the best chance of winning. You know, if they don't win, now that's the biggest threat for the Nets group. This would be the biggest failure for Kevin Durant.
Last question I got for you. We didn't hit the Lakers. We talked LeBron scoring record.
It better be about Westbrook. So it better be about Westbrook.
Lakers made some moves. They brought in Rui a couple weeks ago.
I don't even know who that is.
Rui Hachimura, Washington Wizards legend. Oh, okay. Yeah, we were
You're right. Yeah, I know.
We were out there for Wizards.
You're right. I'm watching the Lakers a little bit more now just because they
got the nice curl. He looked like Bruce Leroy.
Is it about Westbrook?
So we're going to talk about the trade. Lakers trade, Russell Westbrook, three-team deal with the Jazz and the Timberwolves. They get D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, Jerry Vanderbilt.
Listen, you don't got to say all those names.
Okay? I have to.
No, not really. Because, like, just like the lottery, right? Once the Mega or the Powerball, once the big one goes, no one pays attention to who won the other shit, okay? Right? So once KD and them win, we don't really care about everybody else. Let's get to Westbrook.
Do you like the move? Are you rolling with this Lakers squad? Do you think it's going to get them into playoff contention? They're currently the 13th seed as this taping. I won't say like 1-4 with LeBron out or whatever it is. 1-4 in their last five, right? Oof. Are you ending your Lakers ban now and watching? Are you still rolling with Westbrook?
I'm Westbrook.
You team Westbrook?
Yes. As an owner of a business, right? Any business you own, why would you not want a guy who goes 1,000% at their job? Yeah, they might fuck up a little bit. They might fuck up a little bit. They might do some shit that, you know, that like it cost you, you know, a few dollars here. They messed up an order here. But for the most part, one thing you never have to worry about with this employee is his work ethic. His work ethic to be great. You know, maybe that's the problem. He wants to be so great that it just doesn't work in his favor all the time. But for the most part, why wouldn't I want to pay a guy or want a guy on my team that I know when it comes to work ethic, he's going to heighten that on my team, right? So if I'm Westbrook right now and I felt that, first of all, on a team side, and I see that no one's offering him, no one's trying to pick him up. Y'all are idiots.
That's the sad part.
But that's what I'm saying. Stupidity. Like I don't know who's in these. As you know, when you're an owner and you're picking general managers, the educational level of just like forget the degrees. Let's just start picking people who actually understand the game, right? You're talking about a guy who played off the bench. He came off the bench, averaging 16-7-6. Name someone on your bench that is even capable. At least 20 starters is not capable of it, let alone a bench player coming off averaging 16. 2 years ago, averaged a triple-double, right? So you know what he's capable of. So why wouldn't I want that coming off my bench? This man alone changes. He changes who wins the championship this year, believe it or not. If he decides to say, you know what, y'all want to f*** with my name and y'all don't think I can do this, I'm going to Phoenix. I'm already getting $43 million. I'll take a dollar and I'm going to Phoenix. Who's beating them? Right, like, he's coming off the bench in Phoenix? What? Right? Like,
You think KD would let that ride? I'm asking you.
If Westbrook calls KD and say, I want to come help win the championship, I'll come off the bench. KD's not going to say, all right. Really? If he goes to Boston, you don't think that makes them the better team and the better than the Bucks? You don't think that puts them over the edge? If he goes to Milwaukee, you don't think that puts them over the edge? If he goes to Philly, if he goes to Utah, you see what I'm saying?
Before the Utah, I saw everything you were saying.
You don't think Utah's number one, right?
No, the Nuggets.
Nuggets. Okay. With Jokic.
Yeah, okay.
You don't think if he goes?
I'm about to say about to pack you up, good.
I'm sorry.
Had the fours ready.
You know, if he goes over there with Jokic for the Nuggets, you don't think that puts them in a whole different situation.
He's the
player that no one, I don't know, I don't care who else is out there. There's only one player that can really, what if he wants to Golden State? You got to remember, if he's driving, no one's helping off Cade. Like Jordan Poole, like I don't understand. They don't understand how important
that's fair.
This player is to changing who can actually win the championship. Because just him alone, right now it's Phoenix, right? You know, we can say Phoenix. If Westbrook goes to Denver or Golden State, it kind of changes. You're not really like, oh, you know, Phoenix is still, you don't know. You know what I mean? So that's.
It's going to be interesting how this plays out, man. We appreciate you.
No. One more thing. One more thing.
Vito, writer, boss.
Whatever players, look, NBA, where's mine? Hey, NBA, listen. Okay, there was a vote on players, you know, ranking players in the East and West. And there was the players ranked Trae Young 12. Now, I want you to do is drug test them ASAP. And I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about the good stuff. Y'all, they need to be on. Whoever, all the players that voted and they have Trae Young ranked, they're on drugs. Like, you need to put them in the rehab. They need a 2-year suspension because they are not right. 12 in the Eastern Conference in guards. Now, 12, right? Got them 12.
This is in the East.
12. So okay. Kyrie's out now. So they got Mitchell, Jaylen Brown, James Harden, Tyrese, DeMar, LaMelo, Garland, Jalen Brunson, Zach LaVine, and then there's the other. Someone, I don't even know who the other one is. Those are the names I wrote. Now, this is going to be hard because, one, Trae Young is 11th. In scoring in the NBA. He's 11th in scoring in the NBA. He's third in guards in the NBA. Third in guards in the East. So he's the third scoring guard.
Okay.
Right? In assists, he's second in the NBA. So in the East, he's 12th as a player, but he ranks third in scoring. Well, Kyrie's out. He ranks second in scoring and second in assists. I'm confused.
Light-skinned hatred. I told you.
What I'm saying is I don't, like, when it comes to complete playing, who? He's averaging a double-double. Not a 10 and 10, 27 and 10. Okay, find me 11 players in the Eastern, the record. Find me 11 players in the Eastern Conference that's putting up 27 and 10.
I'm trying to tell you, Gil, it's that light-skinned hatred.
27 and 10, and you're talking about he's the 12th best?
So they need the drug test?
They need hardcore 70s style. 70s, they got the blue magic going through their system. This is straight blue magic, pure, uncut. Uncut, straight Bad Boys 2, Johnny Tapia stuff. This is ridiculous.
Well, everybody, you heard it from Gil. Adam Silver, get them cuffs ready.
Get them cuffs ready.
Oh, my God. We need to test the
BP. Oh, Jesus.
But this has been another episode of No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. We'll be back with more very soon. We'll be right back.